Right now, as promised, we are joined by a draft analyst for NFL Media. He is co-host of the Move the Sticks podcast. He was a second-round draft pick in 1994 by the Buffalo Bills out of North Carolina. He played 5 years in the NFL. NFL Network's coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit continues tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern with the second and third rounds. We are joined right now by Bucky Brooks. Bucky, it's always great to have you on. Man, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good, dude. Good. So, Bucky, let's start at the very top, if you don't mind. It's now official. Caleb Williams is a Bear. Are you convinced that he's the transcendent franchise quarterback that they have been in search of for decades?
Look, I think he's a really good player. I think he's a great prospect. I think he has the potential to be one of those guys that we talk about being a top five talent in the league. However, I wouldn't say just based on watching him that he is that transcendent player. I know we talk about generational talents and we're kind of loose with our lips when it comes to that, but every top player cannot be considered a generational talent. What he is, though, is a spectacular improvisational playmaker. He has big-time clutch playmaking ability. We've seen him do it time and time again. And he just has an aura about him that leads you to believe that he could be special. But I wouldn't say that just based on physical dimensions and overall natural talent that he's transcended now.
Bucky Brooks joining us. So what would be, there's a lot to like about him. He checks a lot of boxes. What would be a concern or two of yours about him going in?
Well, I think the concern anytime you have a quarterback is not the physical. It's more about the connectivity. How is he going to connect with his teammates? Does he have the kind of personality that he kind of leads his teammates to want to play for him? The other part I would say is just ball security. 30 fumbles in college is too many turnovers. You think about the way that you win or lose games in the NFL is literally by winning the turnover battle. So can he take care of the football? Can he connect with his teammates? And can he stay within the structure of the offense instead of sometimes getting loosey-goosey? Sandlot, I think he can do all of those things. I think it's just a matter of him being able to do it at a high level when you have a lot of pressure and expectations that come along with being the number one overall pick.
Bucky Brooks joining us. So, Bucky, when you and I last spoke, it was during the combine about a month ago, you were really, really high on Jaden Daniels. How confident are you that the Heisman Trophy winner can quickly jumpstart the Commanders' stagnant offense working with their new offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, I'm really confident that Cliff Kingsbury will give him every opportunity to be successful. When Cliff Kingsbury had Kyler Murray was Offensive Rookie of the Year. He had over 3,500 passing yards, 500 rushing yards, and looked like the number one overall pick. I would think that Jaden Daniels would look like a special player in Kingsbury's offense. He does a really good job of making it quarterback friendly. Jaden Daniels is a rare player that is capable of really beating defenders with his arm or legs. So this is, in my mind, a match made in heaven. And the fact that he enters the NFL with 55 career starts, the game should slow down for him rather quickly once he gets to the National Football League.
Hey, Bucky, if you had that first pick overall, do you like Jaden better than you like Caleb as a player?
No, I still would take Caleb over Jaden. I always thought that debate was closer than maybe we talked about. But no, I would take Caleb number one and then Jaden number two. I think that's the way I would stack him, and that's the way I have him stacked him when I rank my top five quarterback.
Bucky Brooks joining us. All right, so seemingly everybody was stunned by the Falcons' decision to take Michael Penix Jr. number eight. Were you stunned by that?
I think more so stunned, not by the connection in terms of the Falcons and Michael Penix. Maybe stunned at eight because it wasn't something that had been talked about, but just because we on the outside don't talk about it doesn't mean that it's a bad pick. I think a lot of people get really upset when teams have a quarterback and then they draft a young quarterback. But they also get upset when their starting quarterback gets hurt and then the backup quarterback can't play. At some point, the general manager's job is to make sure that this team remains competitive for the long term. It's not just a year-to-year deal. And even though it was said that Kirk Cousins was mad that they didn't get the team anybody that could help them right now, it's more than just next season. It's about really building yourself a team that allows you to compete each and every year. Taking a quarterback high is supposed to be able to do that. And I love the quarterback. I think the quarterback in that offense has a chance to be terrific. It may take a year, 2 years before he gets onto the field, but the time and investment in Michael Penix should be well worth the risk and the headache that comes along with all the conversation about them disrespecting Kirk Cousins.
Bucky Brooks joining us for talking about the quarterbacks. And then, Bucky, you've got Bill Belichick, and he might not have been able to land a head coaching job, but he's getting some media run, and he settled in pretty quickly when he took a shot last night at Drake May for his poor footwork. He said, quote, "His feet are all over the place. Everything is a runaround play," end of quote. And to me, it's not just what he said, but kind of how he said it. But then again, maybe that's just what he says or that's how he speaks. I don't know. Either way, do you agree with Belichick? And where do you come out on May as an NFL prospect?
No, look, I mean, I thought Bill Belichick brought great perspective. I know people go back and forth on him and Brady, who's more responsible. I think there's no denying that he's the greatest coach of our lifetime. And I think his perspective on Drake May is one that many NFL evaluators shared when it came to May. He is a very talented prospect. He is a guy that checks off all the boxes as the prototype. Arm talent, IQ, athleticism, the intangibles, he has all those things. But he was inconsistent at North Carolina, particularly his last season. And a lot of that was due to his fundamentals and his footwork. We can blame the offensive line and say they let too much pressure in on him, so it changed. But Drake May did not consistently throw from a solid platform. He didn't consistently show refined fundamentals. What Bill Belichick is doing is pointing out what any NFL scout would point out. He is just doing it in front of a media audience as opposed to just doing it behind the comfort confines of a meeting room.
Bucky Brooks joining me for a few more moments. You know, Bucky, what about Bo Nix? Let me ask you about him. He's the sixth quarterback taken in the first 12 picks, which is obviously pretty astounding. He goes to Denver, and Sean Payton obviously needed a quarterback. Do you think that Nix is the one who was left, or is he the one that Payton wanted? What do you think of that pick?
No, I mean, look, I think he is the one that Sean Payton wanted. And one of the reasons why is I want to say that one of his teammates was there. They had taken a seventh-round pick from Oregon the year before, and he talked about how Bo Nix used to set all the protection. Bo Nix could handle a massive volume of information at the line of scrimmage, something that veteran quarterbacks can do. Bo Nix crushed it when they had a private workout, and they gave him like little bits and pieces of the playbook to memorize, and they then quizzed him on it, and he was on it. I think Bo Nix has a lot of qualities that you like. One is experience. He's the one starts most by any player coming into the draft at the quarterback position. Very productive the last 2 years at Oregon. Developed some, I would say, some tough skin, having dealt with the stuff that he dealt with at Auburn in terms of the hype, being ballyhooed, being benched, moving on, to then refining his game in Oregon. To me, says that he has the grittiness that you need at the position. I think this is going to work out. It's going to work out for Sean Payton because he gets someone that can really act as his joystick as he's kind of playing the video game on offense. Bo Nix gives him an extension of himself on the field that typically leads to really, really good results.
All right, so before I let you go, Bucky, let me ask you about the Raiders. Obviously, they would have loved to have gotten a quarterback themselves. What do you think of them taking tight end Brock Bowers with their first pick?
Brock Bowers is a great pick, and the reason why it's a great pick because it's best player available pick. And a lot of times you hear general managers kind of throw that out there, and everyone is like, oh, this is coach speak. They don't do that. They're always going to find the best player in a position of need. This is obvious to me that Brock Bowers had a much higher grade than anybody else at that point, because if the Raiders wanted to, they could have had an offensive tackle to come in. But the fact that they went for Brock Bowers meant that it's a glaring red light. This dude is a top five talent. For whatever reason he slipped, the Raiders were there ready to cash in. They cashed in. Now they have some two tight end sets to be able to throw at people that should create problems in terms of dealing with their run game and make it easier for the quarterback to identify coverages, because there are only so many things you can do against that kind of personnel package.
He is a draft analyst for NFL Media. Remember, NFL Network's coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit continues tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern with the second and third rounds. Bucky Brooks, our guest. Bucky, really appreciate you. Thanks so much. Great job as always.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Bucky Brooks joining us. All right, so a lot of information there.